Read more stories on spirit-led living when you subscribe to Charisma Magazine. Go to mycharismashop.com and enter in the promo code CPN to receive 10% off the price of a subscription.
Gaslighting. It's Merriam-Webster's word of the year. They say that the search spiked 1,740% in 2022. And today we have a special guest who's going to talk about gaslighting, what you need to know about it, what is gaslighting, and how do you know if it's happening to you? Our special guest today is my mother-in-law, who I love dearly, and she is the CEO and founder of Couples Care Center in the Marriage Warrior Institute. She works and helps couples through crisis and trauma, and she's the perfect person to talk to us today about gaslighting. Welcome, Suzette.
Thank you, Shelby. It's so good to see you.
So tell everybody a little bit about who you are.
Well, I'm known as Suzette the Marriage Warrior, and my practice years and years ago started kind of merging into dealing with crisis marriages. Just trying to find out how the crises are occurring inside the marriage and then how to help them. And so I kind of hemmed myself into doing a lot of research to determine how can we help these couples that are in situations that seem so harmful that they're going to end in divorce. And so I started working with the 14% of divorces that were destined to have attorneys and be in the family court system. And I started working with them on this side of the tracks to figure out how can we start really reconciling these marriages.
Yeah, not only have you done a lot with couples and marriages, but you've also made songs, you've worked in ministry, you were a worship leader for many years. So you've been around the block in a lot of different areas and have a lot of wisdom and revelation from the Lord. So I want to talk to you today about what gaslighting is, but also your experience, whether that's in ministry or seeing that in couples and family life.
Well, gaslighting is a hot topic right now, just as any characteristics of narcissism. And gaslighting is kind of the key to Pandora's box of the other characteristics of narcissism. And they cause a lot of toxic interactions between any intimate relationship, whether it's your partner, your spouse, your boss, your family member. And the typical tool that will be kind of the sign, the red flag, if you will, of other narcissistic behaviors, which are toxic in nature, is gaslighting. So the definition of gaslighting is a manipulative emotional or psychological tactic that offsets you from your own reality. That's the simplest way to determine what the definition is. Now, to explain that a little bit, the way it occurs in an interaction is if you are trying to reason with someone and you bring something to their attention, or you want to confront them on a matter, or you want to just try to resolve and solve an issue between the two of you or about something else. If an individual feels threatened in any way, and if you're dealing with narcissists, they are threatened by all kinds of things that are unknown to most people. It's called narcissistic injury. And so you don't ever know when you're stepping on that landmine and triggering that injury. And so the tactic that is first used is gaslighting. And it's going to try to offset the person who's confronting the issue or the individual to where they don't think clear. It's a crazy maker because it offsets you in a way that it makes you question and doubt yourself. So it causes a lot of self-doubt. It causes you to kind of move from the original subject. We call that deflection, so that you're not talking about the issue you brought up anymore. You're talking about whatever it is they came and used you as a target to light you on fire. So they'll deflect by using all kinds of words or phrases. You're crazy. You're too sensitive. Why are you bringing this up? You're just argumentative. They offset you. Now, if the issue is brought up in a way that threatens them, like a confrontation about them, They're going to gaslight you to where they say something about you that then pulls you off the subject. And then before you know it, you're like, wait, what are we talking about? And that happening over and over will create a lot of self-doubt that creates self-esteem issues for the individual being the target.
And is it, it's pretty much kind of like, from what I understand, is you're going to somebody with a problem or with, you know, something that you want to address with them, then you end up leaving feeling like you're the one in the wrong.
That's the motivation for the tactic. The gaslighter knows that they're doing that, and they know the reason that they're doing that is to take the attention off of them, because vulnerability is threatening for them. Confrontation, being wrong, is threatening for them. So they have to put it upon you in order to get it off of them.
So as somebody who works with Christian couples, or really couples from all walks of life, what would you say that people who are either in a relationship or in a marriage should do if they realize that this is happening to them?
Well, first of all, I'm laughing because the shock for the other person when it's happening to them takes a while to get over. You're so shocked. I mean, you're like, wait, what? You know? And then because the gaslighting technique is so critical to the person bringing the issue, they're starting to self-doubt, thinking, well, am I doing what they're saying? Is the sky really purple? Am I really like that? And so the shock is so difficult to get over first. Then you're starting to back away and say, okay, what is this really about? I didn't get my issue solved. We changed topics, and now I'm criticized in some way that I didn't even know this person felt about me. And so the confusion, that's why it's a snake fest for the enemy to use against coupleship and unity and trying to reconcile together, because the shock that comes first then brings that person into self-blame. And so that's what starts to disintegrate the self-esteem inside the person that's being the target, because they're wondering, is it about me? Am I wrong? And they didn't even get their first problem solved with the person that is gaslighting. And so once the shock is over, and if it happens enough times, and most gaslighters know this tactic and they use it in all kinds of areas in their lives, so it's going to happen again inside that relationship. So then the partner's going to start seeing a pattern. When they start to see the pattern, they're going to start self-evaluating through listening to other people. They're going to try to look up social media. It helps to figure out. That's why Webster's saying it's so research, is because people are looking to get help in this because it's offsetting them to the point of self-devastation. So God right now, I believe, is unveiling this whole system of toxicity. Because for a long time, it was just us clinicians that were throwing around the words gaslighting or discard or narcissistic supply or narcissistic injury. We were the ones talking to one another in a referral sense, like to refer from one clinician to another. You would talk about these particular characteristics. But now social media has really enlightened a lot of people on this subject. And I believe that it's God unveiling this, because this particular characteristic of gaslighting goes totally against the word of God that tells us in Isaiah to come, let us reason together, because there's no way to reason with this type of behavior. So that's what I think the person needs to do, is be able to get over the shock, research, step back, kind of step away slowly, because they can really be harmful if they're not getting the type of energy they need from you, which is to be self-devaluating and to tell them they're right and to say the sky is purple. So you have to step away slowly and then evaluate the situation. The clinicians talk about going into gray rock mode. What gray rock mode is to be non-reactive. The reason you want to be non-reactive is because the injury that this person has suffered in the past and is still operating in is a tormenting thing within them. They bottle a lot of emotion up, most emotion up, because they cannot stand the pain of vulnerability. For people who are more empathic, vulnerability is kind of like the thing that we like to do. We like to interconnect with one another and be vulnerable and open up. But for people that suffer with this type of characteristic, vulnerability is very threatening. It scares them. It causes fear. So there's an automatic response that's impulsive for them that gets them to where they have to push all of that bottled up energy that is usually negative and pour it on to someone else. And by the way, when they do that, your pain is their healing. And that's the way the energy shift is, because if you're hurting, they have poured out that pain on that was inside of them onto you. And then they feel a sense of help. It's a dysregulated emotional system within them that then gets regulated by them pouring on the pain to someone else. It's kind of like it, you know, settles the score in some way.
Wow. That's really intense. And, you know, I think just listening to it and what you're talking about, would you say in a spiritual sense that somebody who is a narcissist, who has a lot of those tendencies, who uses gaslighting on the people around them, is that something that they need like deliverance in? I mean, how do they reconcile from that and find, you know, breakthrough?
Well, let me just clarify something. When you're dealing with narcissism as a disorder, it's on a spectrum. So the continuation scale is, it varies. Okay. So some people may have some characteristics and not all of them. Gaslighting is just the key to Pandora's box. It's like the one that's the gateway that, for sure, if they're starting with this behavior, then they may have other characteristics. So, but narcissism on the continuum scale, if they have several characteristics, it's very complex. It is very spiritual. It is psychological. It's emotional and it's mental. It carries all of the combined systems of the human, because the spiritual part has to deal with the hardness of heart. So there's a hardness of heart condition. If I have no empathy towards you and I'm just going to gaslight you and not listen to you and just offset you to cause you damage, that's a hardness of heart condition. The soul in the mind, emotions, and the will is broken. It's fractured. And then there's a broken consciousness. So the awareness is lacking as well. They don't have a lot of self-awareness and self-reflection because they are so guarded in their whole protective system that then they push everything away that looks like self-reflection, if that makes sense. And so when you're dealing with the spiritual part of it, it's very demonic because it feels evil in what they're doing. These behaviors are very evil. But at the core of the individual acting out in these behaviors is a very wounded person, okay? So they were wounded in a very young age, 5, 6 years old. So it's kind of all they know, okay? They don't know a lot more. And so the psychology part of it is to be able to locate the wound and create awareness. But because self-awareness is not something they like, they typically don't get help. However, becoming aware of these things does not create healing. Mm-hmm. So the healing is spiritual. What creates the healing has to be self-expression of self-awareness and confession. You see, you have to have confession to the Lord, and you have to be able to make the trade from this way of operating that's so harmful to everybody to make another way to operate that follows the pathway of Christ. See, it's a trade because they think what they're doing is right because it works. It gives them power, it gives them pleasure, and it gives them a way to punish. So it's a combination of a lot of things. And the clinicians will say all the time, there's no healing it. I've seen different in my practice, but the way I've seen it is I don't go into deliverance as in casting out demons and all of that. What I do is I bring them to truth with self. Typically, mm-hmm. if marriage has a crisis, there's been an adulterous situation or addiction, mm-hmm. something that's causing a lot of explosive episodes inside of the marriage. And so they're catch me if you can, people. So they lie a lot. I mean, they'll lie when it's easier to tell the truth. And so it's very difficult to catch them. And so when there's an adultery situation, it's kind of easy to catch them because something happens to, you know, show off what they've done. And then once they're caught, they know that they are in jeopardy of losing their wife, their marriage, their reputation, their money, all of that. The odds are stacked against them. So then what they'll do is when they come to me, I require them to tell the truth. And so when they have to tell the truth of every single thing that they've done, and by the way, they don't like it, but once they do that, that softens the heart. Okay. They see their wife didn't run away or their husband didn't run away. It starts to soften the heart. Then what we have to do is bring them into the truth of the other behaviors that are characteristic to this kind of self-indulgence. When they can see the truth of that and how it's harmed others, then they are ready to open their hearts to the trauma that began this whole show, because it started in childhood and they're afraid of that because it's been so painful. And then they started operating into all of these other very toxic, harmful behaviors. And so then once they can do that, the empathy starts to flow through the heart. Long process, must require the person operating in this to step up to the plate. There's no way you can have enough empathy for them, have enough love for them. They are going to drain you of all of the energy because they do not have it within themselves. So they're stealing from you, which is why they will offset you in something like gaslighting.
Wow. Well, from what you're saying, though, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There is, you have seen people, you know, healed from this and marriages walk, you know, away from this better than ever.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But it's not common. There's a system to do it, but it's not a common system.
And I imagine a lot of people are walking couples through really with what you're talking about, dealing with the trauma from childhood, but understanding the spiritual component and all of that. So obviously that's so important, just to be led by the Holy Spirit and have him, you know, lead and guide those conversations. But my last question is, for people who do have an out, maybe they're not married, they're working for a ministry. You know, we have a lot of people who watch who are in ministry world or jobs, and they realize, I'm working for a narcissist. What would you tell them they should do?
Ministry, there's a lot of narcissism inside of religious institutions. They'll use the religious biblical scriptures or whatever to basically gaslight other people, make them follow because they want power. And so the scripture can be abused as well for power. You know, controllers like bosses and people who know that you're relying on them for your well-being and your livelihood can also gaslight you to be able to reduce your self-esteem instead of lifting it. Everything with the Lord is about lifting and light and moving someone. If you win, I win kind of mentality. And so it goes against the nature of Christ. And so when the person knows and can recognize they're in this situation, their entire demeanor needs to change to where they can back away slowly. And different with than a marriage and a job, you know, you can feel a rescue in being able to find another place of employment once you figure out that, you know, you have an operating system above you that is going to harm your own self-worth and self-value. In a marriage, it's a little more difficult because there's so many ties inside of a marriage, not only the covenant, but also the ties with children and all of that. So it's a little more difficult to back away and try to stay married. Sometimes it's impossible to stay married because they gaslight and deflect and discard and cheat and steal and all this stuff that's so against scripture that there's no way to reconcile the marriage, especially if they're not willing to step up. But with a boss situation, you really can't control the boss, you know, so you have really no influence except to try to back away and find where God is opening another window for you. I'm big on looking for the window. Sometimes it's not a big old door, but it's a window. You got to look for the windows because God is always the way maker. That's what I have found out in living for him all these years is he's going to make a way. You just got to find the peak of light wherever it is and go towards the light.
Yeah, so true. Before we wrap up and close here, would you pray for people, however you feel led on this topic?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Father, we bless you for who you are, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you see all things. Nothing is hidden from you. And in the times that we are in right now, you say that all that is hidden will be revealed. Father, we open ourselves up to you to let it come however it comes. Give us patience and endurance, Father, and long suffering to understand and to create a healthy mind and a centeredness within us that is centered on you and your ways, Father, as certain people are going through this, as they're learning more about this and trying to confront this and know that they're going to be battered and abused as they confront it, Father, that you would give them the strength to stand on a firm foundation of who you are and who they are in you, that nothing that the enemy would try to do to them can offset them from you and your truth. Lord, let the truth always prevail in situations that corner us, that are being, as we are lied to and manipulated, Father, and our minds begin to feel mind controlled and mind games going on, Father, let us center our mind to where we are aligning perfectly in our mind, our emotions, our will, and our love for you and love for others, God, that as you show them the way, those that are going against what your word says to do, Father, to bring us into unity, Lord, as they go against it, Father, we pray for them. We ask that you and only you can enlighten them, Father. It is nothing that we can do by our own might or power, but it is something you can enlighten them to. And Father, we do pray for that. And Father, if those who choose to not follow you and not be enlightened upon themselves and see the harm that they're causing others, Lord, if they choose not, give us the ways to get out, Father, that we would stay safe and sound and secure so that we can continue to flow in our giftings and give to others in your kingdom purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Suzette. That was so special. Thank you for joining us here today. And for everybody who's watching, Suzette is just filled with wisdom and knowledge and revelation from the Lord. And I'm not just saying that. It's true. So she actually has courses that you can do as a married couple, or even if you're single and you want to prepare for that season of your life. Now, where can people go to find Marriage Warrior Institute and the courses that you have?
MarriageWarriorInstitute.com is a training process that I developed out of everything that I've learned by the Spirit of the Lord, by my training, by my experience, and just loving and watching people and how they move and how coupleship is designed, not only biblically to function, but psychologically that works for everyone. And so I just made an institute that had all the training videos of everything that I've done to create this stability in couples online. So it's the Marriage Warrior, it's MarriageWarriorInstitute.com. And there's sections for individuals. If you're not in a coupleship, there's a coupleship one. There's ones for mentors that I'm trying to train lay ministers, people who just have a heart and a gifting for people in the churches or outside the churches that can learn how to figure out the situation that you're seeing, when to refer to someone that you're not really equipped to help. And then those that you are equipped to help, it teaches you how to help them, assist them, know the signs, the triggers, And as they are learning what all of the situations are inside of their dynamic, the mentor can help them and guide them and feel very purposeful in their own, calling and ministry towards the Lord. Because, you know, the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. And so it was an attempt to try to just multiply myself so that people don't have to necessarily see me. They can see me, they can contact me through Couples Care Center. But if they just want online training, there's a plethora of all kinds of videos. They'll help you also go through your family of origin trauma. It gives you exercises to go through that. And for the couples, it gives them a structure to put their marriage in while they're learning the education in the training program and go through their family of origin. And they will learn how they dance inside of the marriage. So it's a beautiful work that, you know, my clients are saying they're taking pages and pages of notes during each video, even though they're seeing me. So it's been a wonderful blessing of the Lord that I'm trying to pass on to others. And it's pretty simple and it's pretty affordable for what you're getting. So I hope people will be blessed by it.
And they can also connect with you on couplescarecenter.com as well, right?
Yes, that's where if you want individual or couples training by me personally. And some people will, you know, elicit my help in sessions while they're doing Marriage Work Institute videos. So it's a way to kind of combine the two depending on what they need and how I can serve them.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us here today. This is a hot topic and just so amazing to be able to hear and understand from a spiritual perspective as well as what's going on psychologically. And so we just thank you for joining us here today. And for everybody who's watching, this was Shelby Bowen with Charisma News. And make sure you check out our videos down below.
Thank you for listening to Charisma News. To read more articles and stories like this one, visit charismanews.com. Receive stories on spirit-led living when you subscribe to Charisma Magazine at mycharismashop.com. Type in promo code CPN to receive a 10% discount off your subscription.